This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. So, We're in 2023, right? Nearing the end of 2023. And we have more obesity than we ever had. We have more overdoses than we ever have. We have more people quitting their jobs than we ever had. And this is a huge, huge problem. And when you think back to the olden days, right, if you were hungry, you had to wait until the meal was served. If you tried to reach for something, your mom would smack your hand or whatever. Or there just wasn't food. You would eat when you, in the olden days, like caveman days, you only ate when food was caught or hunted and gathered or whatever. So you learned to wait, right? If you, let's say, wanted to hear from somebody, you had to wait. You had to wait for a letter. You had to wait for the message. You learned to wait. You had to learn some patience. You had to learn how to tough it out. If you didn't like your job, you would try to find a new job, wait until there was another opportunity because you had to feed your family, and then you would quit. Fast forward to this decade now and millennium, when we're hungry, at our fingertips, we reach for a snack. Although intermittent fasters, even though there's been some debate on how good a diet that is, I like the idea that they're retraining their body to tough it out. That's another subject for another time. But you want to eat something, you could. If I want to drink something, right at my fingertips, I got my water. Not that I want anybody waiting. I want you to hydrate. If I don't like my job, I quit. Go on unemployment. Unemployment used to not be that easy. It's easier now. If I'm in pain, I could go right to Tylenol or Motrin. I don't have to wait. If I want to talk to somebody, if I want to communicate something, I could do it instantaneously with a text. If I don't like my relationship and I want another relationship, I could just divorce and go. We are not learning how to adapt. We are not learning how to tough it out. Now, we also have the narrative, and I understand this too, of you only live once. You don't always have to suffer. I've seen people so afraid to take pain medication that they are writhing in pain for days and weeks. And I'm like, take the pain pill. You don't have to suffer. You know, you don't have to starve yourself. That's not good for your metabolism. Eat. But there's a happy medium. The reason why we have breakfast, lunch, and dinner is because we don't want to be eating all day. You're going to have cravings. Does that mean you have to act on those cravings all the time? And I'm noticing the younger generations are not having that resilience. You know, they have these survivor shows, Alone, Naked and Afraid. And you have some people, they know how to tough it out. But you have others that tap out day one. And that's not good for our survival. I mean, one of the reasons why we have alcoholism, I think they just arrested a mayor, an ex-Ohio mayor, former Ohio mayor, because she was driving drunk, allegedly. The reason why we have so much alcoholism, overdoses, drug use, is some people don't want to deal with the reality. How many times have you heard a friend say, oh God, I gotta go to this party, I need to drink first? If we're gonna have dinner with that, I'm gonna have to have a drink. You can't tough it out. We have no resilience. If you're turning to alcohol to deal with things, maybe we need to figure out how to deal with everyday life. And I get you. Life can suck. You lose a family member. You have, you're in a domestic situation that's horrible. I get that some of us do need things to cope. That's what they're there for. But people are using these things to cope when their lives are pretty damn awesome. And it's because we've trained ourselves to. You go into a person's house, you go into a party, you hit the bar. Do you really have to hit the bar that quickly? Why don't you wait until you're not having a good time? And then again, do you really have to hit the bar? Maybe leave. Same thing with food. You know, just because you're a little hungry, just because you see a commercial for a hamburger that looks good, doesn't mean you need to go out and have it. And so we're not building a resistance and a resilience. There's same thing with colds and infections. People call in saying, yep, I've had a sore throat. It just started today. Get me an antibiotic. Well, but your body, if this is a virus, your body's going to build up immunity. We don't give antibiotics for viruses. I just need to feel better right away. You know, we see this with periods. You know, I don't know if this is actually true. And I had, you know, horrible period cramps growing up. And what all the women in my family would say is it's going to make you tougher and be able to handle childbirth better. That's God's way of preparing you for childbirth. And I'm like, oh, man, well, this sucks. Well, you think I'm going to want to have a baby after this? Hell no. But I got to admit, I was in labor for 5 days with Stone before I got an epidural. And it sucked, but I was able to do it. I was able to do it. I was going home still pregnant because it was day 2.5. I wasn't dilating enough. My fluid was back up, so I went home contracting. 5 days of contractions. Until I was ready and I dilated enough for the baby to come out. And maybe it was because I had to deal with horrible cramps every month. And I'm not saying everybody has to deal with horrible cramps. I'm not saying that has to happen. But now we have the ability for people to never have a menstrual cramp, to never have a headache, to never feel sick. And I'm just wondering if that's why we're having such issues now, because people don't know how to cope. They don't know how to tough some things out. Not for every issue, but for some of the more milder issues. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. But don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So the strike that the Kaiser Permanente union workers are in the midst of is now going into its final day. 75,000 unionized healthcare workers, one of the largest in U.S. history, has been taking place this week. And Kaiser is one of the top or the biggest U.S. medical employers. Both parties have agreed to restart contract talks, focusing on staff shortages and pay next week. They want to avert another longer strike that could happen in November. Nurses, medical technicians, and other support personnel, according to Reuters, at hundreds of Kaiser hospitals and clinics in California, Oregon, Washington State, Colorado, Virginia, District of Columbia, took to the picket lines on Wednesday. It's supposed to last until tomorrow morning. And Kaiser said the hospitals and ERs are still open, despite the walkout. Doctors have joined some of those walking out, as well as managers and contingency workers. But they are, we're being told that the doctors are not necessarily a part of this strike. And they, these contingency workers, those are the ones that are coming in to help staff. And I know people have asked, why aren't more doctors picketing with them? Like, if you've noticed with the SAG, Screen Actors Guild, and the writers, unions, you had stars join them on the picket line. It's a little difficult when you're a medical provider, because you could lose your license if you abandon patients. Doctors, maybe need to be more political than they are, but we really, really struggle, because at the drop of the hat, we are held by a fine string. And that string, if it gets cut, we can't work. You can't practice medicine without a license. And the rules that the medical boards have ensure that you don't abandon patients. And so when doctors tried to strike in Nevada years ago, it was successful because they were trying to fight tort reform, and or they were trying to implement caps on lawsuits. You had doctors walk out. And I don't think there was any, thank God, like censures from the medical board, but a lot of the medical professionals that were not a part of these groups, because everybody in the city wanted to help. But where the legal landscape was murky and swampy was if you had a patient that was set to see you that day, that you walked out, and then they couldn't get a follow-up, and they ended up having a delay of treatment. Delay of diagnosis was a big thing, and still is, surrounding doctor lawsuits. The average doctor that gets sued isn't because they cut off the wrong leg. That happens periodically, which is ridiculous, but that's not the most common reason for lawsuit. Right. One is medication errors, but a bigger thing is delay of diagnosis, delay of care. So somebody comes in with a sore throat. It's probably strep. Here's an antibiotic. They come in a few months later. Here's another antibiotic. Comes in again with a sore throat. Like, you know what? Maybe there's something going on. And now it's 6 months into it, and they finally realize and learn that there's a mass or a tumor in the throat. That doctor gets sued for delay of care. Now, there's some protection if the standard of care is, look, we don't consider all sore throats cancer day one. Now, the standard of care is if the strep test was positive, if it looked like it was, you know, bacterial. But that's why doctors don't give antibiotics now for every single sore throat, because now we have to document why we think it's strep or why we think it's viral. Because throat cancer, unfortunately, I just lost a friend to throat cancer, another one. So, you know, for a doctor to say, all right, I am out of here. I'm going to go for the cause. You guys are on your own. Depending on that person's lawyer, depending on a medical condition that they have, depending on them not being able to make a follow-up with you, that could be a lawsuit. Remember there was a man who cheated on his wife in a menage a trois? Dies of a heart attack in the middle of it. It was on a Sunday. And the wife, who he cheated on, sues the doctor and wins. You guys remember that case I told you about? Apparently a cardiologist saw a patient for chest pain. Said he needed a stress test, needed some tests. The tests were set up for the Monday, which ended up, unfortunately, being the day after he died. So about a week and a half later. Now, we don't know all the details. Did the cardiologist want him to have it the next day? And he goes, you know what? Nope, I got a crazy schedule. Can we set it up for Monday the 10th? Whatever. I mean, was that why? It was scheduled for that Monday. Is that when the tech was available? Was that the next available opening?
But the cardiologist got sued. The wife wanted to sue him. And again, the husband cheated on her in a menage a trois. Thus, but she sues the doctor. And she sued the doctor for $3 million. It ended up being reduced down to $1 million. But they said because the doctor didn't document that his chest pain was unstable or that he had a more serious issue. Well, he was trying to figure out if he had a serious issue. And number two, the doctor didn't tell him to not have sex. Now, when I saw that, I was like, oh, you got to be flipping kidding me. So now, anytime somebody has chest pain, we have to tell you no sex. I mean, really? But what happens is these lawsuits go through. And doctors, unfortunately, are not heard as much as they should be. Because if they do get sued, and the medical board finds out about all suits, and they will also verify and see if it means you're not fit to practice, or sometimes they're fine with you having lawsuits, it depends on the type of lawsuit, but if they feel that you performed egregious behavior, you can then be on probation, lose the ability to practice. And we doctors go into medicine to help as many people as possible. And it's a very difficult thinking. When we go in as a student, by the way, when we come in as a student, we are ready to jump on a grenade for patients. We are ready to jump on a grenade and save everybody in the room. We are ready to run into a burning building to help people. And they have to slow us down, just like young firefighters, young paramedics, and say, look, you are no good to nobody if you become a victim as well. If you want to help people, you stay healthy. You put on a mask. You put on gloves. You vaccinate. You don't run into the fire. And so when people look at doctors going, I don't understand, why won't they, you know, take one for the team? Why won't they? Well, because when you lose your license, you're a worthless doctor. And if you have thousands of patients, they're now screwed. So it's, you know. With this Kaiser strike, we'll see what happens. It is going to be interesting because based on what happens here, you are going to see more strikes. This is one of 2023 has been the year of the strike. And trust me, there's going to be more. And I think a lot of workers are getting edgy. Things are getting expensive. They're looking at their wages going, well, I want increased wages. They're looking and seeing the writing on the wall. There's going to be a crash with the economy. And they're like, I want to know that we're safe, at least for the next couple years. They also want to know that they're not going to be overworked and underpaid. And so they want to get all their ducks in a row. And I completely understand that. And I think all Kaiser workers are asking for is a 6.5% raise. That's not much. But the problem is the more employers pay, they don't take it out of their own bonuses. What they do is they take it out on the patients. They take it out on the customers. If these auto workers, let's say, get, I think what somebody was saying, they wanted 20% or 30%. I don't know. And again, I support workers that are, you know, feel they're underpaid, that need to get what they deserve. But I'm telling you right now, if we're looking at 20, 30% pay hikes, that means our cars are more expensive. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump wants to see a House Speaker elected who will support him in the 2024 presidential election. Oklahoma Congressman Kevin Hern contemplating a run for Speaker of the House. Senator Bob Menendez's wife reportedly received a new Mercedes after a fatal accident in 2018. She was deemed not at fault in that incident. Federal prosecutors claim co-defendants in a bribery case provided that car in exchange for the senator's intervention in a separate criminal case. Employment is way up in the U.S. The Department of Labor says total non-farm payroll employment rose by 336,000 in the month of September. National gas prices may drop to $3.25 a gallon by Halloween. Corey Myers, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Ron on the line. Hi, Ron. How you doing?
Hi. I think I'm doing well. If I didn't think about my home base of San Francisco and the homeless problem there, I mean, 30 years ago, actually longer than that, we had done concerts for the homeless in San Francisco, and at that time, 50% around or so of the homeless were veterans. Today, that figure is the same and not, if not necessarily increased. San Francisco has got a terrible problem that everybody knows about. But my issue is, during a certain time, I was for 10 years a court-appointed conservator for people with military, public, and private hospitals with mental problems. And I know how difficult it is to get a patient in the hospital who has a problem but can't recognize the problem. Whether it's from drugs or inheritance or wherever it is, they have it. And why San Francisco? Right now, just as an aside, but it points. They got a plan. They're going to build two piers for 180 private boats off the marina in San Francisco, financed in part by $130 million by PG&E for some of their previous sins. Why can't that money go to putting people on the street, such as court-appointed conservators who have the court in their hand, per se, to go with security, not necessarily police, to find those persons who are on the streets, who can't handle themselves, who won't go in and get care, but can be brought into care because the conservatorship would allow that for the courts, with the person, without the police all gathering, but help that one person to get off the street. That would be the beginning of at least taking those who need care, who don't recognize it, and bring them in. I'm not talking about a police state. I'm talking about a real person who can go in, who has knowledge. Medical people can come. I've had to bring people in the hospital, which was almost a battle, without hurting them or myself, without having to call an ambulance to bring people in. Because a person who has a mental problem at that point is not having the judgment of their own survival.
Right, right.
And, you know, this is a major problem out there. The city has fallen short. It used to be the city that knows how, San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
It is now the city that knows how to do nothing.
Yep,
and spend $130 million to build a couple of docks for private boats.
I know.
Private boats aren't owned by the average citizen.
I know.
We got a major problem.
Yeah, yeah. And again, I love your enthusiasm of the community helping, like you. I mean, you were, thank you for all the great work you've done. But to have non-law enforcement help, the problem is again, we got to talk to the lawyers. If anything happens to somebody, they could be sued. Didn't one politician suggest that certain police stops be done by community members, where speeding or traffic stops be done by members of the community instead of police? What happens if they get shot? So the liability, that's the problem. I think there's a lot charities can do. I think there's a lot of work people want to help and do. I think the community wants to clean up the homelessness, wants to help their veterans, wants to help people with mental health needs or whatever is the reason they're homeless. But if anything happens to them, somebody gets sued. And so these entities are like, well, it can't be us, so just don't do it.
Well, the problem is, in my mind, as a court-appointed conservator, as a volunteer conservator for over 10 years, going into hospitals, being on the street, trying to help people to get into the hospital, and this was not an authority that I owned. It was an authority given by the courts.
Mm-hmm.
And if a person that's given by the courts is on the street with the authorities, mm-hmm. then those people can be brought in and helped. I know it's going to be controversial, but that's not a police state. That's mm-hmm. taking on people with medical understanding right on the street that this person's judgment is not fulfilling their safety,
mm-hmm.
period.
Yeah.
And bring them in.
And they're a public health
24
risk.
Hours.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that would start to eliminate it. Those people openly using drugs and the police bypassing them because of some order and some recommendation, that's insane. This,
mm-hmm.
The city has lost a managerial a capability of taking command. I was looking at Oakland. They were talking about prosecutors won't prosecute people who are committing certain crimes that they're considering low-level drugs or even a certain amount of violence. That is ridiculous. What happened to our state of consciousness and rule of law?
Of course.
Forget what's happening in Washington. That'll be fought over. But right at home base. My home was San Francisco as a native. I don't live in town anymore. I live north of it. I like the weather. I don't like the traffic. I don't like what's going on in the city, but want to see a change. Why would you spend $130 million to give 180 people places to berth their private boats and pay for them? That's ridiculous. How many citizens need help? The homeless are not being taken care of. Not that they're homeless that are there. They're homeless. I don't even trust that these people are homeless. When you invite people and you've got all kinds of care, I know my wife came out of Santa Barbara. That used to be a beautiful area, and somewhere they let that down, too, and the gangs that come in. You know, poverty is a thriving point for the gangsterism. Look at what they're doing, and all they need to do is have an authority that would take some kind of command. Liability isn't. When the court puts a person out there, that is a direct order of the court when that person is taken in. Liability string is very, very weak to say that those person, because of the medical competence, didn't need help.
Ron, amen. I really appreciate your enthusiasm. I appreciate all you do. It's heartbreaking to see. San Francisco is one of my favorite cities. It's exquisite. If you've never been,
Now might not be the best time to go, but it does kill me to see these beautiful cities just start to succumb to, you know, lawlessness, and seeing former residents be forced to live on the street. It's ridiculous, and it's getting worse. The prices are not going to go down. Rent's going to continue to go up. People think, well, if the rent goes up, then we're not going to have certain individuals that'll be here. They'll go somewhere else. People can't go anywhere else. Look at cars. We're going to make cars more expensive. Electric cars are flipping expensive. My first car in the 90s, thank God, I was able to get for $1,800. It didn't have air conditioning. It was a Chevy Chevette. I think it was an 85 Chevy Chevette I bought in 93. And it wasn't a piece of crap car. It was a good car, just, you know, in 120 degree summers, not very easy to drive around in, but, you know, you do what you can do. You tough it out. I could learn to live without air conditioning if I have to. Not easy, but, you know, cold showers. But I've been taking cold showers anyway because I was in a dry spell. But anyway, cars are more expensive. Food is more expensive. Clothes are more expensive. And when these individuals are in pain, when they're depressed, if they have medical issues, if they have mental health issues, sometimes it's just easier to drink your problems away or do drugs. And then they're not going to be able to get a job. We're really, and that's also what blows my mind. When you have somebody who is healthy, able to work, not wanting to work, when you have individuals that are by choice not working, I'm like, are you guys out of your minds? And we don't have enough money to support everybody. If we did, we wouldn't have homelessness. We say, it's okay, just go on welfare. If these migrants can't find a job, we'll figure out how to get them on welfare and how to get them on. You know, can we please take care of our homeless individuals first? And now, mind you, many of them could be dangerous to others. Some of them are not. Some of them could be absolute teddy bears, just amazing. But I have tried to approach homeless people to give them money, give them food, and they have been aggressive. And so we do have to be very, very careful. Even if they're volunteers, court ordered, you know, there are, apparently we do have to still, you know, have some sort of safety measures or protections in place. And I know community members want to help. But right now people think that it won't matter. They're going to just go back out on the street. You know, people have been asked to home migrants in their home, and you know they want to make a difference, but they feel like it's not going to make a difference because people keep coming. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Doc Dolly, keep these questions and calls coming. We love it. 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, follow the Dr. Dahlia Show on Facebook, Dr. Dahlia Show, or on Twitter or X, Dr. Dahlia. Okay, so have you guys heard of the diagnosis Jerusalem syndrome? There's a thing called Jerusalem syndrome. It's been in the literature for a while. And apparently a gentleman is using that as his defense when he went to Israel and destroyed some Roman artifacts that were in a museum. Jerusalem syndrome. People ask, did I get Jerusalem syndrome when I went to Jerusalem? I'll tell you what happened. But this is fascinating. So apparently an American tourist, a 40-year-old, is now in custody in Israel because he destroyed ancient Roman statues. His name is Stephen Porth. And his lawyer said, look, this $200,000 he caused in damage was because he experienced Jerusalem syndrome. So good. No, it's not all good. He is held for intentionally damaging the statues. They were of the Roman goddess Athena and a griffin dated from the 2nd century B.C. Gosh, I wonder which, wonder which museum this was. My son was at this museum. I had fallen asleep because I was jet lagged. This is a fantastic museum. I just don't remember the name. Anyway, the suspect, he said, did not act out of iconoclastic fanaticism. His acts prior to the incident and general demeanor suggest he's suffering from a well-recognized condition known as Jerusalem Syndrome. So basically, Jerusalem Syndrome is where you go to the holy city and you get enthralled with spirituality. And you take on this mental phenomena where you feel like you are either back in biblical days or you identify with that biblical person or you feel like you have now a mission from God. Now, it happens rarely. It has been documented in psychiatric literature. But come on. You're going to destroy Roman statues? If this is... Oh, I got to get the name of this museum. It was the day we landed, and my son couldn't fall asleep. I did. I crashed, and I didn't go. But it is one of the most amazing museums, and there is so many artifacts from the Roman time. Anyway, this guy broke a bunch of sculptures. And so this Jerusalem syndrome... It's fascinating. Oh, it was called the Israel Museum. Yeah, the Israel Museum. And it is the world's leading art and archaeology museums. It even has, fascinatingly, when you go in there, my son said, temples from around the world. What it was like to go into an Italian temple. What it was like to go into a Egyptian temple. It's fascinating. Where the ground, the way they had the ground, and the artifacts were incredible. So it's sad to see anything like this. So did I get Jerusalem syndrome going to Jerusalem? So did I identify as somebody from the Bible? If I did, okay, if I'm being honest, you do feel spiritual when you go. But, I mean, you want to just show respect. You don't want to carve things like that one idiot did when he was at the Roman, the Colosseum. Remember that? It was some idiot who goes to the Roman Colosseum and he starts carving his initials. Idiot. Okay. You don't want to do that. When you feel God and when you feel the spirituality of being in Jerusalem, it's amazing. It's beautiful. You just want to respect everything. I just kept washing my hands because I didn't want to touch anything. Because you do touch the wall when you go and you pray in Jerusalem and you know, at the Kotel and you pray. I was like, I need to wash my hands. Also, by the way, in our religion, you always have to wash your hands before you pray. You don't go to the bathroom and then you wash your hands. Yeah, and maybe it's because, again, a lot of rules in Judaism and Christianity are health-related. So maybe it was, look, you're going to the bathroom, you wash your hands. You don't pray after you poop. But anyway, I washed my hands a lot. But what I did, if I had to, let's say, I feel like I was any biblical character, maybe Delilah. Because I noticed that I was looking for some Samson muscular-looking dudes. There were some real handsome men there. And I'm with my husband, and I'm with my boys, but oh my gosh. And so if I had Jerusalem syndrome, it was that, oh my gosh, these gorgeous men that probably would have been modern day Samsons really caught my eye. And I was like, dang. Now maybe it's because of all the military and seal police. And you're like, oh my gosh, you're in the uniform. So that was probably the only thing I could, you know, have even imagined. But apparently Jerusalem syndrome is a thing. It is an acute psychotic state observed in tourists and pilgrims, according to psychiatry Polska, or Psychiatry Polska, the journal. And you visit Jerusalem, you identify as a character from the Bible, exhibiting behaviors which seems typical for this character. So if Delilah was a hoochie mama, then that would have been... But I And apparently there are 7 clinical stages of it. So it's a fascinating topic. I welcome you guys to look at it. But what bothers me about anything like this is when somebody commits a crime, They have found that if they could link it to a disability or a mental health disorder, they could then hopefully, you know, diminish their sentence, you know, get some sympathy, maybe even get out of it completely, you know, plead insanity. And what stinks is when you hear of these things, it affects innocent individuals that suffer from these diseases. So when a crime happens and they go, yeah, that person has schizophrenia. Okay, well, true, some people with schizophrenia could commit crimes or could have outlandish behavior, but not all everybody with schizophrenia is a criminal. Now, so if somebody ends up having Jerusalem syndrome, it doesn't mean they're going to destroy thousands of year-old artifacts and not show a respect to a museum. It's not there. And so, you know, if this guy's lying about it, that really ticks me off. You know, just like somebody pretending to be transgender who really isn't. Now you're hurting those who are transgender. And you know, when people are trying to get out of something, and you know, lawyers are brilliant at, and it is an art, and I appreciate the art. It's just, in this case, really, you know, they'll look at, how do I get you off? How do I, what can I use? Here's my tools. Just like doctors and their medical bag, right? These are the tools we got. What can I do to cure this situation? So lawyers will pick out. And it's an art. That's why you go to law school. That's why. And they go, well, look, we could use this argument, and they're doing their job effectively. That's their job. But come on. Yeah, you know, and you know, if he had a psychotic episode, the other issue I have is for the patient. If you're going to blame this on Jerusalem syndrome, that implies it only happened because you were in Jerusalem. Okay, if you had a psychotic episode, you may have underlying psychosis. Don't be saying, well, as long as I'm not in Jerusalem, I'm good. That doesn't work. It's bad all around when we try to, in law, you know, or even in medicine, misdiagnose or manipulate a diagnosis or try to wield a diagnosis in somebody's favor, because then it hurts others with that diagnosis. You know, the transgender transitioning is a big, big hot topic now. And as I've said, you know, people with true, true gender dysphoria need help. Once we wield it politically, now we're hurting those same people that need to help, because now they're in the back of the line of so many others who might not really have true gender dysphoria. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.